Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Jorgens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Orville Jorgens. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martin. Heck reaches second base with a double. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Sherin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. O'Day moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive towards first. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Camilli. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Gallen scores. Hack moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Collins moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman bunts towards the mound. Jorgens fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards second. Norris throws to second for 1, and Sharon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Collins scores. O'Day moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. O'Day scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy strikes out. Two outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli juggles the ball. That's an error on Camilli. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Arnovich moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Norris applying the tag. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulcahy hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Norris reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins is hit by the pitch. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery bunts towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Norris covering, for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martin. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 3 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bucky Walters pinch hits for Hugh Mulcahy. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Kelleher now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack bunts towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Crawford now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.